young people like you and kids involved in science, that's just a bonus. You know, my biggest fear was public appearances, and I'm overcoming them, and I'm really happy to talk to you guys. You know, Kathleen, that was really a big surprise. It was more like a helicopter, which shakes quite a bit, like a fast elevator, and that's not true for all rockets, but just for the Soyuz, but it was very mild. I thought that we would have a lot of time, but it turns out that we need to do a lot of housekeeping instead. We had to dry the spacesuits, and we had to do 6 course corrections, so the time went really fast. The first thing I did was to do nothing. It's very easy to get sick in zero-G, so we were cautioned to be very still and look at one place. I did let go of my checklist and see it float, but now I can do flips, and I feel really home in weightlessness. Sandra, there is a great article in Wikipedia.org on the subject, and I have not seen it, and I don't think that you would see it because it's a very thin structure. It's very big, of course, but it's very thin, and the color is the same as the surrounding, so I don't think you can see it. Oh, well, my head got bloated, and my legs got thinner and kind of spiry, and we lost a lot of the first few days, and we have to replace it before we return to Earth. Gerard, I say, what a beautiful place. It's majestic, it's calm, and it really fills me with optimism. You actually have to look pretty hard, but of course you can see the fields, the cultivated fields, you can see settlements down, especially at night, and you can see some big fires the smoke from fires that were set by humans, obviously, especially in South America. Yes, I do. I just woke up from a very nice 8 hours of sleep. The first few nights were a little bit shorter in a